Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts, I go now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of the Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And I appreciate the time that you guys spend with me here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and getting involved and getting engaged, getting informed, actually. You know, many of you run around, you kind of get you're a victim of your last headline on your phone, or what is it called, Xing or tweeting, whatever you want to call it. And you don't really check anything out. You send me stories sometimes, and frankly, you don't check those out. And thank God I've been, I hate even to say it this way, I've been bitten enough times in the past, I don't just jump on these things anymore. You know, I take a look at them. That's why a lot of times I don't do them the same night you send them. And I know some of you think I'm ignoring you. I'm not, but I'm not going to jump all over something I haven't checked into. There's just too much misinformation running all around the place right now. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. I want you to be part of the solution by getting informed properly. I know I'm beating it to death because today I got a bunch of phone calls about the FISA Act that was being voted on. And you guys were wigging out about the fact that Congress was carving out a spot for them so that they couldn't be spied upon unless they did have a warrant and were notified. And the other thing about it was the warrantless. Well, first of all, warrantless against American citizens is unconstitutional. There would have been an attorney waiting there with his pen ready to go, the paperwork ready to be done, to sign that puppy and get it into SCOTUS as fast as humanly possible. Because you cannot, what is the Fourth Amendment? You cannot search a person's home, surveil a person, or what have you, without a warrant to do so. Now, the carve out there, or the stipulation there was, if you were a foreign national, and they had a reason to believe that they wanted to surveil your phone or what have you, they were able to do it without a warrant. But even that's not right. And the FISA courts have allowed the FBI to lie to them time again. I'm almost afraid to say it because they might come through my door anytime now. They've allowed the FBI and the DOJ to lie to them time after time after time. This is getting old and ridiculous. Seriously. So what you want to do, again, make sure you have the information. Before you start making calls to a guy like me and sending me frantic emails, know what's going on in these. I'm upset about a couple of people that voted for it. Thank God we had some people with IQs higher than 12 that were able to vote against it and give you the reason why they did vote against it, as they should have. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, just just really appreciate the time, again, that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And see, when you send me an email, right, give me a clue. Don't just send me a link. What is it about the story that you want me to talk about? Right? And then some of you say, you know, we've got to get rid of we've got to get rid of our Speaker of the House. Okay, what are you going to do? Do you have the votes to make it happen? Do you already have the person ready to go? We're going to have the same circus and clown situation that we had last time? You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's got some good ideas. Right, let's give her that much. She's got some really good ideas. The problem is that when these people on the far right feel like that they've got all the answers and they've got the only way to know how to do it, she's got a one vote win. And what makes you think that every Republican is going to vote? I mean, heck, we're not getting it done. Why vote for another Republican? That's what I would be thinking if I was sitting there in Congress. I mean, seriously. So, you know, you're beating on this guy. Why don't you get him in a room? Why don't you guys all get him in a room and ask him why he's doing what he's doing? You got these members time after. I said this when everybody was all excited about us taking over the House again. I'm on record saying it almost every day. That's great. Just because we have Republicans in there, what makes you think that we're going to get anything done? I really would love to know that. These people have to have spines. They have to be willing to step up. They have to be willing to do something more than nothing. In all seriousness and sincerity, they have to be willing to fight back and push back and not worry. Some of you wrote me today about Trump, which I think is hilarious. You're upset with him, which I love. You're upset with him because he wants to send the abortion issue back to the states. And you guys are the ones that keep sending me emails telling me, you know, we have to stick to the Constitution. States need to have more rights. Stick to the Constitution. Well, which is it? Right? The Constitution is very clear that power is not given to the feds, go to the states. I'm giving you the Reader's Digest version. And so the feds don't have the right to pass a law for this. The states have a right for it. Give it to the states. Let them decide. It's a representative government. I'll move to a state that protects life. And you guys, I mean, seriously. Yeah, you got me irritated, I can tell. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Eric Hallaby's in the house with me. We're gonna with TFS Wealth. We're going to talk about the finances coming up. Can you make it through 2024? What you have? What do you need to do? You need to sell the house to buy a small RV? I don't know. We'll ask him when we come back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Hussein, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 5-5 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Seriously. And I want you to get informed first, though. I mean, a lot of you send me emails, you send me information, and God bless, I know you think you're doing the right thing, that you have a clue, but most of you don't. No, really, seriously, when it comes to certain things, you know, unless you're really involved, unless you're really engaged, it's hard to do. And it's hard to stay involved, because you know what? I do this all day long, most of the time. And I get it wrong a lot. It's just hard to do with the misinformation out there. But when it comes to your money, you really do want to make sure you can hold on to it. You really want to make sure that you're making the right decisions, you're making the right investments. Stop asking me. If you saw my bank account, you know I am not the guy to give you financial information. You know what I'm saying? But I brought in Arif Halaby, and I always appreciate his time with me, and you know, Arif, I've known you for years, and gotta have you come on more often, because I gotta tell you what, with the way finances are going now. Oh, by the way, Arif is the president of TFS Financial and Insurance Services, but I'm watching the stock market. I'm watching cryptocurrencies. I'm, you know, you're seeing people's savings kind of starting to dwindle away. One woman was telling me that 2 years ago she had $80,000 in savings. She is down to $27,000
wow.
now. Just to, she lives a simple life, but just to stay alive.
You know, a lot of people, time and again, have gone out and tried to figure out the best way to kind of overlay their financial strategies by saying, I'm just going to invest in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, those kind of things. And for many people, that's the right approach. But I will tell you that very few people became wealthy or successful by diversifying. Now, that is not the normal thing you're going to hear from a financial professional, because they just parrot back.
Yep.
Right? What I want you to do is to buy stuff, invest in things that you know, which could be in yourself. Really, I mean, for going forward this coming years, I'd say the next 6 maybe to 24 months, you're going to see inflation run rampant. It has to. Interest rates have to increase.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, you're going to see massive layoffs. So how do you prepare for that? Because every economic cycle runs in a particular circle, right? In capitalism, there is a cycle. Simple enough. Just go back to your high school class. Open that book. Now you can go online, go to your Rumble or YouTube app and figure it out. But the cycle, this cycle that we're in and that we're coming up to at a rapid rate is massive layoffs. Well, with that is going to be chaos. Every time we have massive layoffs, it's the time that socialists and communists really push their approach. And they do so by infiltrating unions. They do so by infiltrating government public works. So a lot of organizations that are structured around government employees, they start whispering in their ear, teachers, firefighters, public servants in general. So that's the next phase. So just be aware. That's going to happen. You're going to see it. The next phase after that is this tightening of the belt. And you're going to start to see prices come down. Now, when will that happen? I don't think that's going to happen for a year. I think inflation is going to have to come down. And the only way inflation comes down is if you raise interest rates. You see, they could have done this 2 years ago. They could have slammed on the brakes, run this into the ground. You have to, because there is 2.26 trillion, with a T, trillion dollars in circulations. Okay, that's the amount of currency, U.S. currency, that's floating around. There's more than that you and I have in bank accounts, because they don't have a drawer with your name that says, here's Joe's $10,000, don't touch it. It's zeros and ones. It's electronic. So people talk about cryptocurrency or digital currency, and they think they're the same thing. They're not the same thing. The digital currency world has always existed for almost as long as computers have existed. Right? You walk into a bank, and you say, I want $100,000, right? Let's say you have a bank account. You're blessed to have $100,000. They don't have it sitting in the back in a drawer with your name on it. They say, hey, come back on Wednesday. We'll have a armored truck come and deliver it, and we'll give it to you. So my point is, it already exists in a digital currency world, number one. Number two, people say, oh, the government's going to come in and just take over the banks like they did in Venezuela or some other country. Okay. We already have a mechanism in place to take your money, and it's efficient. You see, the other countries do not. Greece, Italy, Bolivia, Venezuela. They didn't have an efficient mechanism in place. We call it income tax. Right? That's it. We don't even trust you to give your money. The government says, we're not going to even trust you to send us what you owe. We're going to take it from your employer before you even see it. And you guys, and realistically your ancestors, right, parents, grandparents, they said, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Let's let you take it from our bank account before we ever see it. So that's how they confiscate your money. They don't have to wait for it to be deposited in the bank and give you a chance to run in and take it out. They just take it from your taxes through payroll deductions. All right, so the biggest questions we've already answered. Digital currency already exists. The ability to confiscate some of your funds already exists. Now here's the dirty question. Can they do like they did in Canada, where they shut down your bank account? Now, I think that is far-fetched, but I also thought other things were far-fetched. I didn't think that the FBI and the Trump Justice Department and the Trump FBI would have people and personnel, and President Obama would have people and personnel working at Twitter, working in Facebook, literally on their payroll, forced to be hired by the Obama administration and the Biden administration, forced to be on payroll. FBI lawyers and agents. I mean, it's. I never thought that was... So, is it beyond the pale? No, not anymore. Can they do what they did in, like they did in Canada, the truckers, and the people that supported them? You see, that is the dirty secret here. People forget. You have to be one of three people. All of you are one of three people. Number one, you're a fighter. You have a radio show like Joe. You fight like me, and you send money, and you spend your money, and you stand up. Know you're going to take some shots. Know you're going to get false allegations. You're always going to get people don't like you. Or you support the fighters. You donate money to the causes, President Trump. You donate causes to the congressman or woman. You donate causes to Turning Point USA or Prager University, right? You donate money to those places because they're better at fighting than you are. No problem. And then the third, which is quite frankly the largest. Those of you that do nothing, don't be the third.
We're going to go for a break. Leave them hanging. Make them come back.
Yeah.
I'm seeing your host, Arif Hallaby, joins me to talk about your finances and how you're going to make it through 2024 and beyond. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A recent report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics indicates a notable increase in 12-month price growth, rising from 3.2% in February to 3.5% in March. Additionally, AAA reports a rise of approximately 20 cents per gallon in the average price of gas. President Biden, in response to that report, says inflation has decreased during his presidency.
We have dramatically reduced inflation from 9%
close to 3%. We're in a situation where a better situation than where we took office.
He said his Republican adversaries lack a strategy to address inflation. Israel has warned that any retaliation from Iran will provoke an Israeli counterattack. According to an Islamic Republic news agency, Tehran has vowed to respond to an Israeli airstrike on an Iranian embassy compound in Syria earlier this month. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
Oh, that was good.
Head up to the chat room, I know, right? That'd be perfect. Head up to the chat room. I mean, the smarter people that are in the chat room, asking questions, being part of the conversation. And same thing, if you want to send an email to me, you can send it to joe@joemessina.com. joe@joemessina.com. Again, I asked the question, are you financially set? Do you think you can make it through 2024? Do you think you can make it, with the money you have? And don't ask me. I don't have a clue. That's why I asked Sarah Halaby to join me. He's the president of TFS Financial and Insurance Services. And, Arif, give us some of your sage wisdom. How do I keep my money in the bank?
Well, it's interesting that you ask, because a big part of it now is that as interest rates are going to start moving forward. Remember, interest rates and inflation have to be the same. When they are, that's when things start to slow down. When they artificially keep interest rates low, but inflation is rising, then you're going to have more inflation. Then you're going to have things out of control, $20 minimum wage in California. Why do you think you have restaurants closing left and right? All of Mod Pizza closed. 99-cent only stores, a bad business model to begin with, but they closed all over the country, not just California. Because the wave of rising minimum wage, it's this artificial fake way of trying to increase your ability to make money for your family or to have a better quality of life. Doesn't exist. It's a phony way. You might say, well, Arif, not in my bank account because I have more money to deposit. No, it is, because you have to spend more money now because everybody's going to charge more money to make up for the $20. If you still have your job, by the way, Foster's Freeze, they all walked in April 1st in California. Owner said, I shut down the store. He goes, what? Yeah, just shut down the store. I can't afford to do this.
Wow.
Remember, the average minimum wage brings in increase from $16 to $20 an hour. The average minimum wage increases the state of California $550 million. That's an enormous amount of money. $550 million in payroll tax for unemployment. Adding disability, state disability. All of those Obamacare taxes. That's hundreds of millions of dollars just by raising the minimum wage. And remember, nearly everyone who had an increase in minimum wage will pay no income tax. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
So they pay no income tax. So the state of California doesn't get anything for its general budget. But what it does do on the other side is it raises money for unemployment insurance, workers' comp, the insurance companies who charge premiums based on the wages, workers' comp. So all of those organizations are the one that are ones that are benefiting. It doesn't circulate back into the general fund for the state or the federal government, for that matter, because you don't pay any federal income tax.
But Arif, the about 1% of the 1%ers, I think the last number I saw, paid about 46% of the taxes here in California. You're seeing a mass exodus of the 1%ers as well.
That's right.
Which is why they're toying with an exit tax.
Well, 43% of the state, 43% of the state of California pay no income tax, zero.
Oh, God.
So 4 out of 10 pay nothing. Now, this is important. You say, oh, yeah, but they still pay tax. Okay, I get it. Well, then you have to use that same argument for the rich guys. Because the rich guys, believe it or not, they pay right around 18%. But they don't understand. So if I, quote, am one of the rich guys, I have 8 employees. I create an enormous amount of revenue that circulates in the system. Right? My employees make whatever. We'll call it $100,000 a year. Okay, so if an employee that I have makes $100,000, they go get their hair done. They go to the grocery store. They go get their nails done. They go pay a car payment or get their car washed and on and on and on. Those dollars circulate.
And it's the reverse when these stores close. When these stores close, not only do you lose the employees, but you know the local purchases go down. The people that are maintaining that building, electricians, plumbers, carpenters, and so forth, you're losing that revenue as well.
And that $100,000 that I paid that employee is taxed over and over and over and over.
You know, you got to do, you're better at this than a lot better at this than I am. I once said, look at, let's say you make $100 a week. And I went through the scenario. I said, all right, so out of that $100, you really only get, what, $65, $70, right? Okay, so you take that $70, oh, I got to go buy gasoline for the car so I can get to the supermarket. I buy gasoline for the car. What am I taxed? I've got a state tax and a federal tax on the gasoline.
Right.
On my $100, my $70. I go to the supermarket. What happens?
That's right.
I get taxed on that. I'm taxed on the tires I bought for that car. There's a tax on everything you do.
See, people forget when they go and buy a car or a house or pay a house payment, you have to earn a certain amount of money, pay taxes on that money, and then pay for your house or your student loan or your car registration, right?
Yep.
A lot of people don't realize a lot of these ideas of giving certain tax breaks, a lot of rich people don't qualify anymore for certain deductions. So, look, I'm not one to say people shouldn't pay their fair share, that kind of it. But the word fair, you know, it's an F word.
Yeah.
It's a disgusting word because it's a word that I can use to manipulate or take or even steal your money. Right? All I have to do is say fair. It's the same thing I do with race. Racist. Oh, wait, stop everything. We were trying to figure out what it was. It was white supremacist. That ran for a little while. I think now they're getting into the sex trafficker. That's the evil, dirtiest thing you can be called. Right, he's a white supremacist. Well, first it was bigot. And nobody even knows what it is anymore, right? That was it for a while. Then it was racist. Oh, now everybody's racist, racist. Now it's just like, well, whatever, everybody's a racist. Oh, no, wait, now it's white supremacist. Now, I forgot about this one. This is the new one that's circulating. A white Christian nationalist.
Oh, yeah.
You see, these clowns that want to divide you by something you cannot control, which is your race, your color, how tall you are, right? You can't control a lot of these things. Unless you're, what is it, Sonny Bono, you can get lifts in your shoes. But other than that, most of us can't control how tall we are. We can't control how old we are. All we can control is our character. That's why that was the level playing field. Now, you can control how many jobs. I worked 3 jobs and slept in my car. I didn't want to take anything from a rich guy. I just said, oh, I better get better so I can be worthy of it. You see, for me, it was being worthy of that. Oh, Arif, you don't know. You're lucky. Oh, okay, get it. Yes, some luck. But nobody can make a large pizza last longer than me. I can get 3, maybe even 4 meals out of that thing.
Oh, my God. I can't get an hour out of it.
Oh, man, I could figure that out. I could get, when I was dating my wife, we would get dollar tacos right? We would scrape together. It was a dollar. What was it? Two tacos for a dollar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We'd go to the top of a parking structure of a business that wasn't open. And we just sit on the tailgate of my car, and we'd eat our dollar tacos, and that was our date.
Dude, she must really love you. I mean...
Well, she likes our recent vacation, so...
Oh, yeah, there you go.
She had a different starlight we were looking at there. But a big part of this is your ability to look in the mirror and realize it's you. You see, they've stripped away everything that it is to be a man. They stripped away your ability to be protective. They stripped away your ability to not have emotion in your feelings. Right, a man doesn't want to act out on his feelings.
No.
He wants to act out on logic and thought. That's why a girl, a woman, your girlfriend, your wife, when she talks to you, she says, I don't want you to solve it. Why is that a constant mantra? I just want you to listen. Well, that's what women do. Right? I have a daughter, three sisters, a mom, a wife. It took me a long time to realize I just had to sit there and listen and nod. Right? I wanted a fix. That's what we do as men. We fix.
Yep.
So the longer society takes that away from you, the longer they say that you should sit around and drink soda all day long and these caffeinated drinks and sit down and play video games and not be able to fight and be strong and be... Come on now. Your job is to provide for you and your family. If you have one job and you work 40 hours a week and you're struggling financially, there is nothing in the Bible, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Quran, whatever you watch, that says Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, work these hours, then take a time and a half, time cash, President's Day, Martin Luther King Day, take those days off. What is that? Who says 8 hours? Why not 9? Why not 7? Why not 6 and 3 quarters? I was like, you kidding? I could sleep 2 or 3 or 4 hours a day when I was young. That's all I needed. Why? Because I was broke. I was struggling. My mom and dad said, we will give you everything you want in life, provided it's food, a place to sleep, or a place to wash your car and your clothes. Right. That's it.
We're going for a quick break. Oh, God. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here. Arif Halaby joins me again when we come back from the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized. My lower edema has reduced. and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going to hell.
We are back. Show me senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. You know what? Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's how you win. You win when you get informed. And, you know, I like to joke and say that most guys with a microphone have no clue. They got a microphone. They've got a radio show. And you guys listen to them like they're the catch-all, end-all, be-all. They got a microphone. They got a radio show. That's it. Very few of them are experts in certain areas. That's why I always joke. I don't joke. It's for real. I bring on the experts of the show. You need to listen to them and not me and not to the other guys on the radio. People that have been through it, that have created security for people. I don't care what it is. Like I brought on General Vallely. He was giving us real information as to what was happening overseas, in the Middle East. You're not getting that from other people. So I've asked Arif Halaby to join me. He's the president of TFS Financial and Insurance Services to help you decide and figure out how you're going to keep that money in your account, in your mattress, and coffee cans in the backyard, with whatever you got to do to keep it, you got to keep it.
Well, we've always said, you got to be one of those, right? You have to be the fighter, those that support the fighters, and then everybody else. We know the largest group is everybody else. That is very sad. It's sad because some of them are Christians, some of them are conservatives, some of them are believers that are just afraid. Some of the other students, some of the black students, how they would have fought. You're in no way you're going to put me in slavery, in chains. I remember the Holocaust, and there were Jewish students. And they would say, there's no way they're going to take me away and put me in the Holocaust. I'm going to fight. But then there was everybody else. And we all sit there and said, yeah, we would fight with you. Yeah, we wouldn't let them put you in chains. We wouldn't let you put them on railroad cars. I remember, right? Because you're a kid. You're 14, 15, 16 years old. And then you realize that it doesn't happen that way. It isn't like one day freedom, the next day slavery. One day freedom, the next day Auschwitz. It's a very slow process. First we register everybody, and then they use this word. It's for your safety. It's safe. You know, we need to be safe. We're protecting you. It's for the children, right? Everything's for the children.
Yes.
Children and old people. It's for the children. It's for old people. It's for, you know, sometimes we like policemen. Right now we don't. After 9/11, we liked policemen and firemen. So it's nurses. We still like nurses. So look at the next proposition coming up. It's going to be for children, old people, nurses. Right? You fall for those things. Well, how you can get involved and protect your own finances is by being informed. Then what do? You have to understand that, number one, it's about income. It's about multiple income streams that can be adjusted for inflation, either individually or on the macro level, meaning you can start another income stream or you can increase the current ones that you have. So that's part of it, right? It's the objective of understanding if on the first of each month or the 15th of each month you have another $1,000 a month, $5,000 a month coming in, then it's going to happen no matter what. It's autopilot, whether it's a pension or Social Security. Right? So I like fixed and guaranteed sources of income. I don't want to count on somebody just paying rent or not paying rent or busting the water heater and now costing me $1,000 or more dollars to get fixed. And now there goes that month's profit, and yet I still have to eat dinner this month. Right, so I want multiple sources of income. You don't have to have 10 rental properties. You can have 2 or 4. Keep them in a place that you can keep an eye on them, which doesn't have to be down the street. Doesn't even have to be in your same state. Mm-hmm. Just a place where you or somebody you trust can keep an eye on them. Be in a state where you can't have these squatters come in. Right? Do you think these squatters would go into an all-Italian neighborhood?
No.
In New York? How long do you think somebody would be in there before a knock in the middle of the night? How about a Puerto Rican neighborhood in New York? Or how about a Cuban neighborhood in Miami? Right? A Lebanese neighborhood in Detroit. That's my dad's side of the family, right? Do you think that would happen? How long? But you have men and women that say, oh, I need to play by the rules. Got to follow the law. And then you're in a blue state or a blue city. So you can't trust that. If you are having your eggs in a basket in which you are subject to left-wing ideological values when it comes to money, you have to leave. It is too late to fight in California. It is too late to fight in Philadelphia. It is too late to fight in Seattle or Portland. It's too late. Oh, Arif, you're such a downer. No. There's something called a strategic retreat. Right? You can back up, regroup. That's how some amazing wars were won, let alone battles. Sometimes you got to lose a little battle to win the big one. And many of us didn't fight when we should have. We sat there when they said it's safety, it's for the children, and we voted for it. And then we passed this other law, and we voted for it. And then before you know it, they said, oh, you can't use electricity on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. You can't water your lawns. There's a drought. You're like, you're kidding me. There's a trillion gallons of water per day going out the Sacramento River Delta from the mountains going out to sea because you wanted to save 2 fish. So the whole drought in California was man-made by who? Left-wing politicians. That was the slow drip. Metaphor and pun intended. What did you do? Nothing. And now you're saying you want to stand up and fight. I'm telling you, you don't have enough money. Strategic retreat. I don't know what that means. Maybe that means move to a red county within a blue state. Maybe it means move to a red city within a blue county. But if you're in a place and you're not already involved, I'm telling you that it's too late to fight back. They are too entrenched. The state of California has to file bankruptcy. California State Teachers Pension System has to reorganize and file bankruptcy. Public Employees Retirement System in the state of California has to file bankruptcy or reorganize. That means if you were getting $5,000 a month, you probably will get $3,500. There just isn't money. It's not a game. It's not a. It's just a math problem, guys. 1 + 1 = 2. You can feel like it's 4. You can want it to be 7. You can you know, protest with the sign on the corner, that busy interstate, you know, Main Street, Park Avenue. Got it? Yeah. Hold the sign really high. Spend the whole night with you and your fourth grader with color markers and write the sign out. And 1 + 1 = 2. I think it's too late to fight the state of California. I think it's too late to fight the state of New York, Illinois. And believe it or not, Kentucky's pension is horrible. So you need other sources of income in retirement. Florida got a handle on it many years ago. Texas got a handle on it many years ago.
Eric, let me interrupt you for 1 second. You know what's going on in New York with the verdict on Trump and what's going on there. A lot of major developers are moving out of there. The investments in New York are taking a nosedive, which means people are losing jobs, and that's going to devastate that place, is it not, financially?
Well, anybody who thinks that when you pass those kinds of rules affecting one person that others aren't paying attention, you're ridiculous. Right? When you pass a minimum wage law and it affects a fast food restaurant, the next tier of employer, right, an office, administrative assistants, they were making $20 an hour and minimum wage was $15. Now they have to go to $22, $25 an hour. So even though they're not paying minimum wage, you have to be worth more. So they push the wages of other jobs higher, which means companies go, I'm out of here. They leave.
Yeah.
You see, a fool decides that a minimum wage job, fast food job, is theirs for the rest of their life. That they're going to raise a family. That it's designed to grow and to become... No, no, no. If you are starting that job as a teenager, as a 20-year-old, your job is to figure out how to work a job. That's why you're there. Show up on time, do what you're told, go above and beyond the expectation, get along well with your coworkers, get along well with the public. That's the job. That's why they're paying you. You can't even tell me where the stapler is. You don't know where the bathroom is. And that very first hour when you walk in and your uniform is on wrong and your name tag is handwritten because they didn't have one made for you yet, that same hour, you're paid $20. And so you don't even know what you're doing, and you're paid $20. That employer has to have somebody else teach you. Now it costs him or her $40 as the employer to teach you to do a job. So my point is, when you pass these silly laws and rules, and you guys didn't fight back. Now some of you are saying you did, and legitimately you did. Got it. But you didn't fight back effectively. Strategic retreat. Eric, if I'm 72, what do I do? I don't. Maybe you dig in. Maybe you get the foxhole a little deeper. Maybe you dig in. I don't know. I don't know the right age to move or the right age to stay. I can tell you people in their 60s are moving left and right out of the state of California. Right around 1,500, 1,700 a day are leaving the state of California. I don't know if you knew those numbers, Joe. 1,700 a day leave the state.
No, that I didn't know was that high.
Monday through Sunday. 1,700.
Wow. And on that wonderfully positive note, how do people get more information, reach out to you?
Yeah, 888-99-RETIRE, 888-997-3847, 888-99-RETIRE.
All right, people. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. Lots going on in the news. I'm the place to stay to keep up on it. Have a great rest of the day.